Beautify your character with deeds of the best. In kindness and mercy, let your soul find rest. Embrace the Prophet's path in every word and deed. For in his noble footsteps, true beauty will lead.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen, Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad. وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام او الله عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us have mercy on us او the one who is the most honorable the most gracious بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله Sallu alayhi wa alihi. Marhaba, marhaba, marhaba. Welcome once again to another episode of this new program, Thumma Alhamdulillah. Today we will gain barakah and blessings by speaking about the blessed daughters of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, speaking about all the blessed children of Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And together with that, we have a new manqabat, which will be recited in the praises of Khatun Jannat, the leader of the women folk of Jannah, the lady of paradise, Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, as well as we have Madani Pulse for the viewers as we do every single day. Please stay with us till the end of the program. Watch this program for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as we make the minds of the viewers daily. Ballighu anni walau aya, convey on my behalf, even if it is a single verse, is actually the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whatever good you hear, convey to others only to earn reward and thawab for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Are you ready, dear viewers? Subhanallah. Let's explore and let's discuss this beautiful subject with regards to the blessed children of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi states, Teri nasli paak, bacha bacha noor ka, tu hai aine noor, tera sab sab gharana noor ka. Islamic scholars, dear viewers of Madani channel, have arrived at a consensus that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had four blessed daughters. However, there is a difference of opinion on the number of sons in Sirat Mustafa, which is a very famous book. Allama Abdul Mustafa Azmi rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali has written this beautiful book. He is the author of this book. And he says all historians have arrived at a consensus that Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in total had six Mubarak and blessed children, dear viewers. Two sons, Hazrat Sayyidina Qasim and Hazrat Sayyidina Ibrahim. And he had four blessed daughters, Hazrat Sayyidina Zainab, Sayyidatana Ruqayya, Sayyidatana Ummi Kulthum, and Sayyidatana Fatima Zahra, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een. But some historians have said that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had another son whose blessed name is Abdullah, and his title was Tayyib and Tahir. Allahu Akbar. According to this saying, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had seven children. That will mean three sons and four daughters. However, Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddith Dehlavi rahmatullahi ta'ala had said that this is the most authentic opinion amongst all these seven blessed children of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Sayyidina Ibrahim radiyallahu an was born to Hazrat Sayyidina Maria Qibtiya radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and the rest of the blessed children were born to Hazrat Sayyidatana Khatijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Teri nasle paak mein hai bachcha bachcha noor ka, tu hai aine noor, tera sab gharana noor ka. Remember, dear viewers, all the sons of Rasul Akram Noor Mujassam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away at a very very, very young age, but the blessed daughters remained alive for a long while to come, and all of them saw the time when Islam was introduced and they migrated to Madinatul Munawwara after the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, all the daughters of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were naturally righteous, truthful, and were sick of polytheism and idolatry and wrong customs such as worshipping the sun, the moon, the stars, water, or other animal and creatures. Allahu Akbar. In fact, Allama Zurqani rahmatullahi ta'ala had said, undoubtedly, the blessed daughters of Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would follow the right path and be the embodiment of his blessed seerah of Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, seen before the declaration of prophethood. Yani they followed the sunnah of Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were like him, and they imitated their beloved father even before he announced his prophethood. Dear viewers of Madinah channel, Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqah radiyallahu ta'ala has narrated, when Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam declared his prophethood, Allahu Akbar, at that time Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidatuna Khatijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha and her daughters embraced Islam straight after it and became Muslims. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. May Allah Kareem grant us the full understanding of this matter, and so that we follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This was a little brief introduction with regards to the blessed children of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the numbers and the blessed names. However, if we start off with the blessed daughter who is the apple of the eye of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is part of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's jism mubarak, part of his blessed body, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. That Fatima Zahra radiyallahu anha, whose name has been kept by Allah azza wa jalla. Subhanallah, her name has been selected as Fatima as per the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that Allah azza wa jalla protects the lovers of Fatima Zahra, those who follow in the footsteps of Fatima Zahra radiyallahu anha away from the hellfire. Allahu Akbar. Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha is the most beloved of the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And she radiyallahu anha was honored with various titles and names, dear viewers. She is hailed as the leader of the woman of paradise and the leader of the woman of all the worlds, as a shining reflection of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Her appearance, disposition, and deportment mirrored the messenger of Allah azza wa jalla sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Many companions have mentioned, as it is proven, dear viewers of Madini channel, she imitated the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She resembled the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in her features, from her actions, from her kirdar and akhlaq. Allahu Akbar. Such love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam possessed for her. We are going to learn about that. But before that, subhanallah, remember she was born 5 years before the announcement of prophethood in the home of Hazrat Sayyidatuna Khatijatul Kubra radiyallahu anha, because of which it is called, that house is called Maulid Fatima Zahra radiyallahu anha. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Her blessed and mubarak birth had illuminated the surroundings of Makkatul Mukarrama, Zadaha Allahu sharfan wa ta'zima, and the radiance of her being enlightened its citizens of Makkatul Mukarrama, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. As with all her children, Sayyidatuna Khatijatul Kubra radiyallahu anha did not entrust Sayyidatuna Fatima Zahra radiyallahu anha to a wet nurse who would look after her, treat her, take care of her. Allahu Akbar. But rather choosing to personally care for her, who will take care of her. Therefore, Sayyidatuna Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha was nurtured under the careful supervision of her own mother, Khatijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Subhanallah, subhanallah. What can be said about her devotion, about her taqwa and piety? Allahu Akbar. Her godliness and devotion is beyond imagination. Hum soch bhi nahi sakte hain. Hum tasavvur nahi kar sakte hain. Bas hadithon mein humne padha hai, dekha hai, suna hai, dear viewers of Madini channel, with regards to her taqwa, piety, how aesthetic she is, subhanallah, how much of ibadat she would make to worship. The worship of Allah Azza wa Jalla was actually the central to her life as a devoted servant to her creator, to Allah Azza wa Jalla. She spent her days fasting, dear viewers. She spent her nights standing in the majestic court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, praying in the bargah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with utmost love and devotion. Allahu Akbar. This deep reverence for Allah Azza wa Jalla permeated every area of her life. Every section of her entire life, dear viewers, was filled with this type of devotion. When she would pray, she would make sajda. Her prostrations will be lengthened to such extent that then she would be praying for the lengthening of the night. Dear viewers of Fadhili Channel, Hassan, Imam Hassan radiallahu anh would say, I seen my mother praying and making dua for the neighbors. I would then ask Ammi Jahan, you do not make dua for yourself, but rather for everyone else? And she would say, yes, my son. First comes the ummah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. First comes the neighbors. Then we come. She would put her own needs right at the end. And she would keep the ummah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before her at all times, dear viewers. Her taqwa, her modesty, her piety is beyond imagination. No unrelated man, no ghair mahram ever seen her, dear viewers. Let alone seeing Fatima Zahra. Balki they have not even seen the shadow of Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha. Her modesty and humbleness is well known before the whole world. Before her demise, she willed for her funeral rites to be carried out in such a way that would prevent any man from ever seeing her blessed body. Yani ab yo soche ki jeete ji, as she was physically and apparently alive, she never allowed for any stranger to gaze at her. And when she was about to pass away, this was her last concern, that even after I have left this world, no unconcerned person, yani no ghair mahram, no stranger should cast his gaze on my janaza, on my body, even after leaving this world. Allahu Akbar. It's for this reason, dear viewers, it's for this maqsad and reason, even on the day of reckoning, when all the humanity will be gathered, mankind will be ordered to lower their gaze before the crossing of Bridge of Sirat. Nobody will be able to see Fatima Zahra as she will cross and pass over the Bridge of Sirat. Subhanallah. So, this is Fatima Zahra. This is the training she had gained from the Bargah Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She is the one who is the leader of the woman folk of Jannah, dear viewers. This is the maqam of Fatima Zahra, that she only smiled after the blessed passing away of her blessed father, Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She would never smile before that. And when she was found smiling, it was only upon this that when the idea was given to her that your janaza can be covered with the trees and the leaves and branches of a date tree. Just as it was seen in Ethiopia, this had caused her to smile, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. Look at her generosity. What she would do, look at the khulus and ikhlas she possessed for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, spending in the way of Allah azza wa jalla, was her most beloved deed in action. Jiha, this quality of hers was even mentioned by Allah Azza wa Jalla in the Holy Quran Pak, of her giving in the path of Allah. Her generosity which crossed all bounds and limits, dear viewers. Subhanallah. The marriage of Sayyidina Ali and Sayyidatina Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha was a union of great splendor and esteem, dear viewers. Allah Azza wa Jalla was pleased with this union, and it was the blessed prayers of Rasulullah, advice and kindness of Rasulullah. According to the one narration, they were married on the 26th or the 27th of Safarul Muzaffar Sharif, which was in the second year after Hijri. After marriage, she diligently undertook her household responsibilities, although she faced many challenges and difficulties, but her sabr, her tawakkul, her patience, her perseverance, her forbearance were unshaken, dear viewers. She worked the flour mill, which would leave painful blisters and marks on her blessed hands. Allahu Akbar. She took the hard and difficult duty and responsibility of fulfilling, of carrying water, containers, among other demanding household chores. Yet her heart remained patient and her tongue remained grateful and moist with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. Her love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, her heart brimmed with unwavering reverence and unbound love for the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would visit, she radiallahu anha would seat him in her blessed place. Rejoice and show happiness when he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be happy, and grief when he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sad. She would be sad when he's sad, she'll be happy when he's happy. This is the daughter, and this is how all daughters should be. Even as a child, she was a brave soul who was willing at any time to face anyone or anything for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and for the sake of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, dear viewers, abdekena, in the early days of Islam, the disbelieving leaders of Quraysh placed camel entrails on the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's back whilst the beloved Rasul is in sajda in the vicinity of the Holy Kaaba. When Sayyida Fatima Zahra saw this radiallahu anha, who was a child at that time, she saw how the disbelievers behaved towards the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Intestines of the camel upon the purified back of Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She rushed to his blessed aid and immediately removed the intestines of the camel from the blessed back of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was seen, dear viewers, in the expedition of Uhud, many companions were martyred or injured. And the Messenger of Allah Azza wa Jalla was also wounded. In the heat of this heavy battle, Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha stood by her blessed father, nursing him and washing his blessed womb with water. Allahu Akbar, realizing that the bleeding is not stopping. She took a piece of a palm mat, burnt it into some ginger, and rubbed it, its ashes and rock into the wound of the blessed face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam until the bleeding was controlled. Dear viewers of Madani channel, subhanallah, this is the style of Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha, ki unke walid sahab ko koi kuch na kahe, kuch koi na kare. Our master, our beloved Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam often expressed his love and affection for his dear and blessed daughter Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha. Whenever she visited him, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would seat her in his blessed place. Vice versa, like when he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go to visit her, she radiallahu anha would do the same. She was the first person he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would meet after returning from a journey. Subhanallah, once he remarked, "My daughter Fatima is part of me. I dislike whatever she dislikes, and I am pained by whatever pains her, whatever causes grief to her, whatever causes takleef to her, causes takleef to me." Who says this? Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar, she shared mutual love and respect with the mother of the believers, dear viewers of Madini channel. A glimpse of this can be seen from so many stories, but this one beautiful waqiyah, Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha was asked, "Who did the Messenger of Allah Azza wa Jalla love the most?" Do you know what she replies? The mother of the believers, Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, said, "Fatima." She was asked for the second time, "From the men, who is most like?" She replied, "Sayyida Fatima Zahra's husband, Mawla Ali radiallahu an, was most loved by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." Subhanallah. Explaining this beautiful narration, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala had said, "This beautiful narration demonstrates Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha's truthfulness and selflessness, as she did not call herself or her blessed father the most beloved people to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rather, what she says, "Whoever in her knowledge was the most entitled to this was named openly and clearly." Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is also evidence of her utmost humility and humbleness. It is for this very question, dear viewers, who asked Fatima Zahra, who asked Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha. She radiallahu anha could have said any other name, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would love and show love to all of his wives. But what she had acknowledged and what she had witnessed and seen is what she mentioned. Subhanallah, subhanallah. We can never ever forget the blessed daughter of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, all his blessed daughters. After the Messenger of Allah Azza wa Jalla left this world, Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha was overwhelmed with grief and unrest, dear viewers.
spending her days and nights and most of her moments crying, beseeching, yearning to meet with her Blessed Father, to see her Blessed Father. Only 6 months after the passing away of Rasulullah SAW, Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha succumbed to her sorrows and left this temporary world on the 3rd of Ramadan al-Mubarak. According to an authentic narration, the first Khalifa of Islam, the commander of the faithful, none other than Hazrat Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu anha, led the blessed funeral salah of Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha, and she was made to rest in Jannatul Baqi Cemetery, which is the famous cemetery in Madinatul Munawwara, as per most of the reliable accounts and narrations, dear viewers of Madini Channel. Allah Kareem unke sadqe mein hamari behisab maghfirat farmaye, hum sabko muaf kare, aur hame sacha pakka muhabbat ata farmaye. She is from Ahlul Bayt, dear viewers. As I said earlier, she is Khatun Jannat. She is the blessed mother of Hasnain Kareemain, who are the leaders of the youth of Jannah. What crown is on the head of Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha? The beloved Rasul loved her the most, dear viewers. Subhanallah. Allah Kareem, inke sadqe mein hamari behisab maghfirat farmaye, and make us understand this matter so that we could also attain closeness and proximity to the blessed children of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. May Allah azza wa jalla grant us closeness to the sunnah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers, all of them had naturally such amazing, impeccable, unmatched and unparalleled characteristics that you and I can't even imagine. Sayyidatana Zainab radiallahu anha, when the disbelievers hurt Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and caused pain to him, just as Sayyida Fatima Zahra would rush to his aid and remove the intestine from the blessed back of Sayyida of Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Likewise, she radiallahu anha was also privileged to console and look after her blessed father, Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Those Islamic sisters who hurt the feelings of their parents, who speak ill of their mother and father, jo maa baap ka khayal na karte hon, wo bachche sunen, wo bachche dekhen, wo bachche soche aur samjhen. Learn from this parable of Bibi Zainab radiallahu anha and Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha. Such Islamic sisters neither help their mothers in the household chores, nor do they look after them in their old age. Hum inse ye lesson seekhena, ki Fatima Zahra and Bibi Zainab and Hazrat Ruqayya and Umm Kulthum radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, all of them would look after their father, Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And all the blessed Anbiya alayhi wa sallatu wa sallam who had children, their children would look after their fathers, dear viewers of Madani Channel. And this is the same type of love and affection and concern we supposed to be having for our parents. Hamare maa baap ke paas paise hai ki nahi hai? Is zaifi alam mein wali sahab dukaan pe jaate hain, kaam karte hain, kya hum yahan se kuch paise bheje, hum madad kare, hum help kare apne walidain ka, apne family walon ki? To hum ye niyat kare. We should program ourselves and plan ourselves, dear viewers, just as Fatima Zahra radiyallahu anha had mentioned. And look, aftering parents is the sunnat of Sayyida Fatima Zahra, the sunnat of the blessed children of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes. Now listen to just one or two sayings. I want to share these sayings of the beloved Rasul with the viewers of Madini Channel. Mother and father are your jannat and your hell. They are your paradise and your hell. Meaning, if you keep them pleased, you will get paradise. And if you keep them displeased, you will most definitely deserve the hellfire. Who is saying this? The beloved Rasul says this. And Sayyida Fatima Zahra, Bibi Zainab, Kulsum, Sayyida Ruqayya, all of them taken care of their father and mother. They taught the whole world how to take care of your parents, even in difficulties. The beloved Rasul says, may that person be disgraced with whom his parent grew old and his parents did not make him enter Jannat. Yani, he could not get paradise by look after his old parents. May that person be disgraced. May that person be destroyed, yani. He will be disgraced, that person will be destroyed. His parents became old in his presence. Yani, bachcho ke saamne maa-baap zaeef ho gaye, lekin phir bhi ye shakhs, ye banda, ye bachcha bakhsha nahi gaya. Kyun nahi bakhsha gaya? Kyunki khidmat hi nahi kiya. Hukuk usne ada nahi kiye. He did not be concerned about his children, about his parents, mother and father. To Allah Kareem hame is cheez se bachaye. Aur hamari hifazat farmaye, dear viewers of Madini Channel. Subhanallah, a mother who is everything to us, and yet we do not take care of her. We do not take care of our fathers and mothers. Allah Azza wa Jalla hame amal ke tawfiq ata farmaye aur toba karne ke tawfiq ata farmaye. If we have ever hurt the feelings of our parents, may we make sincere toba in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla and seek forgiveness from them, dear viewers. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Do you know Hazrat Sayyidina Abul As radiyallahu ta'ala anhu? Abul As was one of the few rich and honest traders of Makkatul Mukarramah, and he was the nephew of Hazrat Sayyidina Khadija al-Kubra radiyallahu anha. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Khadija al-Kubra radiyallahu anha would treat him like a son, because he was the nephew of Khadija al-Kubra radiyallahu anha. He was the son of Hala binti Khawailid. Yet Khadija al-Kubra would treat him like her own beta, like her own son. And he was sincere and obedient to the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. And then the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had performed his nikah with Bibi Zainab radiyallahu anha upon the request of Khadija al-Kubra radiyallahu anha. This nikah was performed. Though the kuffar of Makkah al-Mukarramah tried cheapy tricks to convince him to divorce Zainab radiyallahu anha, give her talaq. Yani when Rasulullah declared his prophethood and invited the Quraysh to Islam, the Quraysh became so upset and angry that they did not want Abul As bin Rabi radiyallahu an to be in the nikah of Sayyida Zainab radiyallahu anha. They said to him, divorce your wife. We will perform your nikah with any woman of Quraysh that you want. Yani lalaj diya gaya, koshish ki gayi. Lekin, dear viewers of Madinah channel, Sayyidina Abul As bin Rabi radiyallahu an gave a blunt reply to them by saying, by Allah, by God, I will not divorce my wife. Certainly, in place of my wife, I would not even take anybody else. It's only my wife that I want to have. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. The reason for this was because he understood the maqam of his wife. He knew the one that I have married is the daughter of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is not only the messenger of Allah, but rather he is the beloved of Allah azza wa jalla. In such difficult circumstances, dear viewers of Madini channel, he stood his grounds. He did not divorce her. He did not leave his wife, who is the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah azza wa jalla make us truly love the children of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam. Know very well, dear viewers, Rasul Akram, Nuri Mujassam, Shahi Bani Adam sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved his daughters and behaved towards them affectionately and treated them mercifully. It's my earnest appeal to all those fathers out there. Allah ne aapko bhi betiyan di hain, bete diye hain, unse muhabbat kare aap. Love your children like the beloved Rasul loved his daughters and all his children, subhanallah. You know, Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala had said, when the people of Makkah sent a ransom in order to get prisoners of the battle of Badr released, Sayyidina Zainab radiallahu ta'ala sent things as the ransom for her husband, Abul As bin Rabi. Allahu Akbar. It also had the necklace of her mother. So Bibi Zainab radiallahu anha, as a ransom, ki main apne shohar ko chhoda doon, because the kuffar of Makkah at that time, since he did not embrace Islam at that time, they also captured him. Allahu Akbar. And when the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, actually Khadija al-Kubra radiyallahu anha had given this necklace to her daughter Zainab radiyallahu anha as dowry for her nikah. Having seen the necklace, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became so emotional. Allahu Akbar. He became very sad and emotional. Therefore, he sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to the blessed companions, if you suggest the prisoner who is a relative of Zainab can be released and her things can be returned back to her, do not take this necklace from her, give it back to her. And the blessed companions consented, and Abul As bin Rabi radiallahu anhu was released without a ransom as a favor, dear viewers. This is the love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam for the things that were connected to even Bibi Zainab radiallahu anha and his wife Khadija al-Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha. In fact, it is stated in Mirqat that having seen this necklace, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam recalled his respected wife. It's so obvious that when he seen this necklace, he recalled Khadija al-Kubra radiallahu anha. And thinking about the poverty and helplessness of Bibi Zainab radiallahu anha, So this caused him to become emotional. So he says to his companions to allow this person to be freed without accepting any ransom. Subhanallah, subhanallah. That's when the kuffar of Makkatul Mukarramah then made hamla on Bibi Zainab radiallahu anha when she set out to Madinatul Munawwara. Allahu Akbar. It is also stated, dear viewers of Madini channel, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had great high love for the daughter of Bibi Zainab radiallahu anha, whose name was Sayyidatuna Umama. Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha had said, King Najashi sent the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam some beautiful expensive jewels and gifts, which also contain an Abyssinian gem ring. Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam attached the ring with a stick, according to some narrations, with his finger, with his hands, and then called his blessed daughter, of his eldest daughter, yani Sayyidatana Umama radiallahu anha. He called the daughter of Bibi Zainab, and when she came, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to his granddaughter that, "Oh my beti, oh my daughter, this necklace is for you. This is for you. This ring is for you." Subhanallah, subhanallah. He gifted that which came, or which was so expensive, to his granddaughter, dear viewers. Once someone gave the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a gold necklace, seeing the beauty of which all the blessed wives became surprised when they saw the beauty of this necklace. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "I will give this necklace to the one whom I love very much among my family members." Allahu Akbar. Do you know at that time, dear viewers, Sayyidatuna Umama radiallahu ta'ala anha was playing with her clay just on the side of the home. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called for her and made her wear the necklace with his own blessed hands. There was something attached to her eye, which he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wiped with his blessed hands. And according to the narration, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself went to her and made her wear the necklace by putting it around her body. This is the nisbat and connection Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had with his grandchildren. Do you think, or what can you think would be his love and muhabbah for his own children himself, dear viewers? Subhanallah, subhanallah. Often, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make his children and grandchildren sit on his shoulders. In Sahih al-Bukhari, Sayyidina Abu Qatada radiyallahu ta'ala has rated, when Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to us, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had his granddaughter Umama binti Abul As on his blessed shoulders. You will find hadiths where you will see Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein on his shoulders as well. He would carry his granddaughters with him. So this type of love and muhabba is unmatched, dear viewers. Hum soch bhi nahi sakte hain ki what type of love and muhabba the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has for his daughters. And this is the nasihat for all those men out there, for all those parents out there, ki aapke paas ladke nahi hain, sirf bachchiyan hain, ladkiyan hain, khush ho apne haal pe. Be happy and pleased at the prophetic saying of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do not consider daughters bad. Undoubtedly, they are loving. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Another hadith. Yes, another one to console your heart, to give you khushi in your heart. The beloved Rasul says, the one who has been blessed with a daughter and he does not harm her, nor does he consider her bad, and nor does he prefer his son to his daughter, Allah Azza wa Jalla will admit that person into Jannah. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. Yes, dear viewers, lekin hum kya ye dikhate apne bachcho ko? Ya phir ladkon ko zyada mohabbat dikhate hain bachcho ke samne? Ladkon ko hum tohfe dete hain bachchiyon ke samne. We gift the sons things before the daughters. We hurt the feelings of the daughters by showing more love and reverence and respect to the sons. Sometimes men may do this. Sometimes parents may do this because of having a daughter. Be concerned, dear viewers. Be fortunate that the one who has three daughters and has settled them in good homes after getting them married, have given them good etiquettes of Islam, teachings of Islam, good manners, the beloved Rasul says that person will be admitted into Jannah. Allah, 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 Allah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So we have great lessons to learn, dear viewers. Subhanallah. We have learned so many lessons from Khadija al-Kubra radiallahu anha, from her blessed daughters Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha, Bibi Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha. Subhanallah. How many more lessons do we want to learn? All of this can be found in the seerat and in the biography of the blessed children of Rasul Akram sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Allah Kareem, hame amal ki tawfiq ata farmaye.
تیری نسل پاک میں ہیں بچہ بچہ نور کا تو ہے عین نور تیرا سب گھرانہ نور کا تیرا سب گھرانہ نور کا سبحان اللہ.
Today, if we want to become tolerant, become obedient, you want to have good ethics and manners, where are you looking for? Where would you like to take this from? Why should you not take this from the blessed life of these great personalities? Subhanallah. Subhanallah. We have opportunities, dear viewers, but we are the ones who have become lazy. We are the ones who have left the teachings and the sunnah of Mustafa, Jani Rahmat sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallama. I'm going to, inshallah, azza wa jalla, shift and move to the next daughter, inshallah. We're going to speak about Sayyidatana Ruqayya radiallahu ta'ala anha, but before we speak about Sayyidatana Ruqayya radiallahu ta'ala anha, it's important that we mention the commentator of Bukhari, Imam Badruddin Aini rahmatullahi ta'ala, he had said, when Bibi Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha called for her beloved father, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he was speaking about the status of the daughter Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha. What is the status of Bibi Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha? He says, when she radiallahu anha called for her father, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam did not come because he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was busy with some important piece of work, some important religious work. But when she called for her blessed father, beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, when her son was very sick, Bibi Zainab also had a son, also had a daughter. We mentioned about Sayyidatana Umama, but now we are speaking about the son. When Sayyidatana Zainab radiallahu anha made an earnest demand in the court of Rasul Akram, please come, Ya Rasulullah, he is not breathing correctly, he has gone very sick. Upon this, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam then came to console and aid his daughter in this regard. So fathers are always out there for their children. They are always out there to aid and help their children and remove every difficulty from the lives of their children. But unfortunately today, 10, 15 children together can't even take care of their parents. And we yet haven't learned how to give love and muhabbah to our parents, dear viewers. We haven't learned how to look after our parents, just as these personalities have shown us how to love and how to respect. Before we speak about Sayyidatina Ruqayya radiallahu anha, it's important that we learn that the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had led the funeral salah of Bibi Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha and lowered her with his own mubarak hands in her qabr. Allahu Akbar. Her mubarak shrine is located also in Jannatul Baqi, where Bibi Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha's mubarak qabr is. In the very same cemetery, in the very same qabristan. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madini channel, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had shown so much of love and muhabba to all his children. And today we are the followers and the ummatis of the very same Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Let's we show muhabba and love to the very same children by remembering them. And not only remembering them, but by following and walking in the footsteps of these personalities, inshallah. Zawajallah, humne naam to le liya hai Fatima Zahra ka. Kisi ne Batul naam rakha, kisi ne Fatima Zahra naam rakha, kisi ne Sayyida Fatima rakha hoga because of being Sayyid as well, mashallah. All these titles and names humne liya hua hai Fatima Zahra se. Agar hum zara character bhi le lein. My sisters out there, Islamic sisters throughout the globe, take even 1% from the character of Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha. Copy her teaching, subhanallah. Talk like her, walk like her, eat like her, perform actions like her, perform ibadat like her, become selfless like her, become generous like her, become ibadat guzar like her, become abstinent like her, become pious like Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha. Have haya and modesty like Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha. Sirf naam na de, balki aap akhlaq bhi de apne bachcho ko. Her teachings, her akhlaq, embed this in the children and see how great your children will become, inshallah, azza wa jalla. Fatima Zahra ka sadqa, inshallah, they will become abstinent, they will become pious, and through them, they will allow for your name to also shine, dear viewers, as parents, subhanallah. Ji haan, chale, ab kalam ki janib jaate hain. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Sayyida, Ya Tayyiba, Dukhtar-e-Mustafa. سیدہ فاطمہ
زوجہ مرتضی
سیدہ فاطمہ
صالحہ پارسہ
سیدہ فاطمہ
مطلقاً بحیا
سیدہ فاطمہ
سیدہ
رحمت ہو حضرت فاطمہ آپ کے صدقے میں ہو ہم پر بھی رحمت فاطمہ
حق تعالی نے جو دی ہے تم کو عزت فاطمہ حق تعالی نے جو دی ہے تم کو عزت فاطمہ اور بھی اس میں عطا فرمائے برکت فاطمہ اور بھی اس میں عطا فرمائے برکت فاطمہ
سیدہ
آپ پر اللہ کی رحمت ہو حضرت فاطمہ
سیدہ
کون کر سکتا ہے تم جیسی عبادت فاطمہ کون کر سکتا ہے تم جیسی عبادت فاطمہ کاش اس کا ہو مجھے صدقہ عنایت فاطمہ کاش اس کا ہو مجھے صدقہ عنایت فاطمہ
آپ پر اللہ کی رحمت ہو حضرت فاطمہ آپ کے صدقے میں ہو ہم پر بھی رحمت فاطمہ
قابل رشک آپ کی بے شک ہے قسمت فاطمہ قابل رشک آپ کی بے شک ہے قسمت فاطمہ آپ ہیں بنت شہنشاہ رسالت فاطمہ آپ ہیں بنت شہنشاہ رسالت فاطمہ سیدہ ظاہرہ
سیدہ فاطمہ
طیبہ طاہرہ
سیدہ فاطمہ
عابدہ زاہدہ
سیدہ فاطمہ
سافرہ شاکرہ
سیدہ فاطمہ
سیدہ مرغبا زہرا بطول فاطمہ بنت رسول دو جہاں میں سرخ رو ہے تیری عطرت فاطمہ دو جہاں میں سرخ رو ہے تیری عطرت فاطمہ حسنین کا کر میرے حق میں یہ دعا
کرامت فاطمہ دے خدا ایمان پہ مجھ کو استقامت فاطمہ
آپ پر اللہ کی رحمت وہ حضرت فاطمہ آپ کے صدقے میں ہو ہم پر بھی رحمت فاطمہ
اے شہید کربلا کی پیاری پیاری والدہ اے شہید کربلا کی پیاری پیاری والدہ کر دعا پاؤں مدینے میں شہادت فاطمہ کر دعا پاؤں مدینے میں شہادت فاطمہ ساجدہ سائمہ
سیدہ فاطمہ
عارفہ عادلہ
سیدہ فاطمہ
عالمہ عاملہ
سیدہ فاطمہ
عاقلہ عاصمہ
سیدہ فاطمہ
سیدہ
صدقہ بابا جان کا فرما دعا مجھ کو ملے صدقہ بابا جان کا فرما دعا مجھ کو ملے ہر برس حج و زیارت کی سعادت فاطمہ ہر برس حج و زیارت کی سعادت فاطمہ
سیدہ آپ پر اللہ کی رحمت وہ حضرت فاطمہ
سیدہ
آپ کے صدقے میں وہ ہم پر بھی رحمت فاطمہ
ہائے بوڑھا ہو گیا پر میں سدھر پایا نہیں ہائے بوڑھا ہو گیا پر میں سدھر پایا نہیں بڑھ گئی ہے اور بھی اسیاں کی شدت فاطمہ بڑھ گئی ہے اور بھی اسیاں کی شدت فاطمہ
آپ پر اللہ کی رحمت وہ حضرت فاطمہ آپ کے صدقے میں ہو ہم پر بھی رحمت فاطمہ
ظاہری و باطنی بیماریاں عطار کی ظاہری و باطنی بیماریاں عطار کی دور ہو دلوا دو اپنے رب سے صحت فاطمہ دور ہو دلوا دو اپنے رب سے صحت فاطمہ دختر مصطفیٰ
سیدہ فاطمہ
زوجہ مرتضیٰ
سیدہ فاطمہ
صالحہ وارثہ
سیدہ فاطمہ
مطلق باحیا
سیدہ فاطمہ
سیدہ
حضرت فاطمہ آپ کے
صدقے میں ہو ہم پر بے رحمت فاطمہ.
اللہ اکبر, سبحان اللہ, سبحان اللہ, واٹ اے بیوٹیفل منقبت, کیا بات رضا اس چمنستان کرم کی, زہرا ہے کلی جس میں حسین اور حسن, سبحان اللہ. سیدی اعلی حضرت امام احمد رضا خان رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ. یس ڈیئر ویورز, ٹوڈے وی ور آنرڈ اینڈ بلیسڈ ٹو اسپیک اباؤٹ دی بلیسڈ ڈاٹرز اینڈ چلڈرن آف آقا صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. وی اسپوک اباؤٹ سیدہ فاطمہ زہرا رضی اللہ عنہا. وی ہیڈ ایون اسپوکن اباؤٹ حضرت سیدتنا بی بی زینب رضی اللہ عنہا اینڈ ہر بلیسڈ ڈاٹر سیدتنا امامہ رضی اللہ تعالی عنہا, mashallah. And we did mention that we'll speak a little on Sayyida Ruqayya when we do return after this kalam. Yes, the one who makes progress, the one who makes taraqqi, the one who progresses in life is called Ruqayya. Ruqayya ka matlab ye hota hai jo progress kare. According to an authentic opinion, Sayyidatuna Zainab radiyallahu ta'ala anha is older than Ruqayya. She radiyallahu anha was born in Makkatul Mukarrama 7 years before the declaration of prophethood. At that time, the beloved and blessed Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was around 33 years of age, dear viewers. Subhanallah. She is also known as Sahibatul Hijratain, the one who first migrated to Abyssinia and then to Madinatul Munawwara for the sake of Islam. Allahu Akbar. Kya baat hai Madinah ki, dear viewers of Madinah channel. And we also know that she was then in the nikah of Hadrat Sayyidina Usmani Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. In the Usmani Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had offered to make nikah with her, and he made nikah with her, subhanallah. Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala had written beautiful ash'ar with regards to this as well. However, she is the blessed wife of Usmani Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and there are more daughters and children of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. However, we have now come to the end of this program, dear viewers. Do mera dil chahta hai ki hum mazid baat kare, kalam kare, phir inshallah azza wa jal kisi dusre program mein Umm Kulthum aur Ibrahim radhiyallahu ta'ala anhum ke hawale se guftugu hogi inshallah. Sallu ala al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Beautify your character with deeds of the best, in kindness and mercy let your soul find rest. Embrace the Prophet's path in every word and deed, for in his noble footsteps true beauty will lead.